Well, let's go to the European Union now for a report from Dr. Rob Congdon, longtime resident in Europe, and a man who stays on top of everything that's going on there, reporting to us, helping us see how everything that is happening in Europe is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Rob, a couple of things to talk about. First of all, Angela Merkel was re-elected there as Chancellor of Germany. But it looks to me she has to put a coalition government together, and it looks to me it's going to be a pretty tough task.
It is. She herself has enjoyed tremendous popularity. In fact, she's got the best results in an election since 1994 of anybody. So she's clearly the leader the people want. The problem is the party that in their system you have to have the majority votes in parliament. Her party doesn't have that. So they need to join with a second party to kind of form a coalition to have a majority in the parliament. She can't find a coalition partner, so she's got real problems because the government can't come together without being the majority.
Well, is the opposition just simply playing hardball, or do you think this could make her have to go to another time of elections?
They're trying to negotiate. It's the old story, talk very tough at the beginning. The problem really stems is Angela Merkel is very strong on strong fiscal policies, and she's really pretty strong to not help the southern countries in the EU financially. The only party that really could join with her holds, in many ways, the opposite view. They want control of the money, and so they're bargaining to get for her to succeed. She's going to have to bring them in and accept some of their fiscal policies, which is really contrary to both her feeling and apparently what the people of Germany voted for.
Yeah, well, we'll have to watch this and see how it develops, because she is indeed a major European player. You know, at the United Nations this last week, we had President Obama speak. We had the president of Iran, the new president, Rouhani, speak. Now it looks like the European Union is trying to help set the stage for a Iranian-U.S. breakthrough. I don't know exactly what that means, but what's going on?
Well, they're trying to work out a negotiated plan. European Union leaders at this point, including Catherine Ashton, what we call the equivalent to the Secretary of State, they think you can negotiate the problem away with Iran, that Iran's nuclear weapons program, they can just negotiate, and it is no great threat at this point. It's rather a typical European view, especially European Union view, that diplomacy always comes first. They think with this new leader, he's a conservative in their mind, it's time to just talk with him and resolve it and get the U.S. to go in and basically, in a indirectly, say, let's not pay attention to Israel's concern, let's just move ahead and let's get buddies again. They tend to see the U.S. as just got a Iran phobia, if you will, that goes so far back in history it should be forgotten. So they want us to move ahead and talk direct.
Yeah, well, there was an interesting statement you just made. It doesn't matter what Israel thinks. Israel's thinking about those same thoughts as well. In Greece, and we've been looking at Greece a lot because of the economic problems there, but there is a political organization, the Golden Dawn, which is made up of neo-Nazis who have now threatened to destabilize the Greek government. Could they bring it down, and would that mean they may come to power?
Well, it doesn't mean they can come to power, but they can certainly affect a lot that happens in Greece. They only consist of 18 members of a 300-seat parliament. What they're threatening to do is just all resign, all 18 resign. That means there has to be an election to vote for new members of parliament. They could turn around and run again, of course. The whole thing has caused disruption and to show their influence on this country and to affect the country. In the long run, I doubt it could change anything in Greece. What it can do is say, you better start listening to us, or we're going to start using tactics that could really either hurt Greece or certainly give them more power in the country.
Well, we look at all of these different activities happening across the European Union, Rob, with you, because the European Union could well play a key role in end-time prophecy if indeed they can make it through all of these bumps in the road, could they not?
Absolutely. You can't avoid the fact that when you look at the countries involved in the European Union, the 28 countries, you look at the countries that want to join, we're looking at basically the ancient Roman Empire. And so it certainly has a prophetic significance to watch. It can't be avoided because, as we've said many times, the scriptures focus on Europe and the Middle East, and it doesn't focus on the United States or the Western Hemisphere. So, yes, the EU is very important to watch, not only daily affairs, but the overall pattern of where it's headed.
Wow. And what Rob Congdon had to say is the reason that we have him as a steady broadcast partner right here on Prophecy Today. Rob, thank you for this insight that you've given our listeners today. Appreciate it so very much.
Always glad to be with you. Lord bless.
Thank you, sir.